You don't hear about it much on this side of the equator, but there's a story developing in South American aviation that's worth your attention. Not because it's sensational, because it tells you something real about what's happening in airline cabins globally and what actually works to stop it. I'm Tower on ATIS from Radio Hangar, and today we're talking about passenger behavior at 35,000 feet. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's the situation globally. Unruly passenger incidents have been climbing since commercial aviation came back from the pandemic slowdown. The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, has tracked a sustained rise in disruptive behavior reports across most regions. Alcohol-related incidents, verbal and physical aggression toward crew, non-compliance with crew instructions. These aren't edge cases anymore. They're a documented pattern. But South America tells a more complicated story in 2026. And that's what caught the attention of analysts writing for Simple Flying this week. Some carriers in the region are reporting numbers that are moving in the opposite direction. And when you dig into why, it comes down to three things: enforcement culture, regulatory teeth, and how seriously individual airlines choose to prosecute incidents after the fact. Here's what you need to know if you're flying crews, or if you've ever wondered why some regions seem to handle this better than others. Countries that have moved aggressively on no-fly lists and criminal referrals after incidents are seeing their numbers drop. It sounds obvious, but the key word is after the deterrent effect of actual consequences. Not just removal from the flight, but prosecution fines. Entry on a permanent record changes the risk calculation for the kind of person who might otherwise decide to make a flight crew's day a nightmare. The carriers in South America that are trending downward have largely aligned with IATA's guidance through its Cabin Operations Safety Initiative. They're reporting incidents consistently, sharing data, and following through on legal action. The ones trending the opposite direction? More likely to handle it informally and move on. No data, no record, no deterrent. The contrast matters because it cuts against the idea that this is purely a social problem or a post-pandemic psychology problem or something airlines just have to absorb. It's also a policy problem. And where the policy is clear and consistently applied, the numbers reflect it. For the flight crews listening to this, none of this is news. You've lived it. You know the difference between a carrier that backs you up and one that asks you to de-escalate and forget about it. The data is just now catching up to what cabin crews have been saying for years. For the general aviation side of the house, this might feel distant, but consider the regulatory ripple. When IATA starts pushing unified international standards for disruptive passenger prosecution, and that push is building, it will eventually shape how signatory countries handle incidents on all commercial operations, including charter and Part 135 work, and how governments respond to that pressure determines the legal environment we all operate in. The FAA has its own history with this. After the mask-related surge in incidents in 2021, the agency launched what it called a zero-tolerance policy and began levying civil penalties that got people's attention. Fines in the range of several thousand to over $50,000. The agency said at the time that the goal was deterrence. Early indicators suggested it worked. The number of reported incidents dropped as penalties became real and public. South America's divergence in 2026 is essentially a live field study in whether the FAA's approach scales globally. The answer so far appears to be yes. If you actually implement it consistently, what's harder to quantify is the crew fatigue factor. Flight attendants and pilots dealing with repeated low-grade disruption incidents, arguments, refusals to comply, aggressive language that doesn't rise to the level of a formal report, carry that stress on every subsequent leg. The long-tail effect of a high disruption environment on crew performance and retention doesn't show up in incident reports. But operators and schedulers who've been paying attention are starting to treat it as an operational safety factor, not just a labor relations problem. Simple Flying's reporting on this is worth reading in full if you want the regional breakdown by carrier and country. The headline is that South America isn't a monolith on this issue. Some operators are doing this well, and there's a model here that the rest of the industry has every reason to pay attention to. Sources today include Simple Flying and the International Air Transport Association. More at radiohangar.com. Tower out.